listening to the People's Podcast on thingsdezsays.net.
Yes, boy.
Stand back.
Huh. Very talented man, this man.
What a key. Oh, ready? What I should do, what should be. Vinnie Mac on vocals, ladies and gentlemen.
A very young Vinnie Mac.
Relatively speaking, sure. Stand back.
I just love how you get all gruff.
He really tried, this guy. He tried really hard.
He did try, didn't he?
Yeah. He made his grand return to Monday Night Raw on Monday.
He didn't use this, unfortunately.
No, he didn't. He also tried to do the Yes chant on Friday, which I heard was super awkward.
Really?
Yes.
He was on SmackDown?
He was, he had a pre-tape on SmackDown.
I see. Well, he's over here right now. We'll get to that.
Yeah. You're listening to the People's Podcast, the only podcast that lets you curb stomp Monday morning on steel steps. And then leave it, and then write it off TV.
Oh, look at that. Oh, wonderful.
Oh.
How topical is that?
Yeah, see? I try sometimes.
Yeah. We have many things to discuss, not only WWE this week.
Really?
We have a New Japan to discuss.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Oh, yeah, I do. Duh. I lied. Isn't true.
But once we're happy with something that Mr. Jeff Jarrett is doing.
Jeff Jarrett has his promotion, Global Force Wrestling.
Sorry, it just makes me laugh.
It's funny.
I don't know why, bless him. He tries so hard.
It sounds like such an indie name, you know?
So did TNA when it first started, though, didn't it?
Well, they're still basically an indie.
Independent company. Who, by the way, in a couple of weeks may not have a TV deal.
Wait. There we go. Anyway,
they're not going to have any stars by the end of the year, by the looks of things, either.
It does look that way.
Ooh.
Jeff Jarrett, by the way, negotiated, and he announced a couple days ago that, in fact, yes, New Japan's biggest show of the year, the Tokyo Dome show, will be on traditional North American pay-per-view on January 4th.
In English.
In English.
And it's also on the biggest wrestling day of the year, January 4th.
January 4th always is the biggest day. Well, the second biggest day, I guess, of the year.
Yeah. The first is always WrestleMania day.
WrestleMania.
Speaking of WrestleMania.
I'm not feeling too good for eyes. I feel a little sick. Because I got the WrestleMania fever starting to creep up on me.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, feel it. Mm-hmm. Tickets go on sale, in fact.
On Saturday.
November 15th. Yes.
Yeah, this coming Saturday, they will be going on sale. So if you're there, if you're going to buy tickets, wait a little bit because I want to buy them first. Make sure I get them.
The rest of you can piss off.
Yeah, stay in bed till about 10:30 Eastern time, if you'd like.
Or buy them on Sunday.
Yeah, but wait till Sunday. Actually, I lied. They go on sale on Sunday. They don't
okay, wait till Monday.
Yes.
Why do it on Sunday when you can do it on like on a weekday?
That's right. Do it while you're at work. Do it while you're at work and you can strike up a conversation with your coworkers and you can become friends. That's how friendships are made.
Well, that's how Des does it anyway.
That's how I do it. That's how I make friends. I don't know what friends are. What are friends? Do it on
Indeed.
Monday.
Indeed. What are friends?
That's all I'm saying. Speaking of Mondays.
There's always a sitcom. I mean, that's friends.
Wait.
You don't.
Wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hated that show. Yeah.
You're not a big fan of Courtney Cox and crew?
I'm not a fan. I never thought that show was funny. But that's a discussion for another time.
Another show, even.
Speaking of Mondays, last Monday you were very excited for a particular network to roll your way, and then, it didn't roll.
You know what?
Oh, he's getting comfortable. This is great.
Okay. It's one thing telling me 24 hours beforehand. Okay, I can sort of get over it, and you can justify, 24 hours beforehand, right? You're building this thing up for what, 5 days?
Oh, 5 days. In fact, they've been building this for you since February.
Indeed. But, you know, Vince McMahon ramped it up on the conference call.
He said...
He specifically mentioned it on the conference call.
He said, Faraz, you're going to get the UK. You're going to get the network, damn it.
Damn it. I know you've been waiting to watch Greed 2001, damn it. Before I bought them out, by the way. Damn it. So they keep building it. They keep hyping it on Twitter and everything else. They even take the flipping geo block down for the people that are using it, using VPN servers.
They do take the flipping geo block down. That's true.
Flipping geo block. Right? And then, so we get to, and they're going to launch at 8 p.m., which I thought was a random time as I mentioned last week.
People are in bed by that time in the UK. You guys are that boring.
How dare you? How very dare you?
And so they wait for us. They waited and they waited. And then what they did waited. They do?
And 20 minutes beforehand. Not like 6 hours or 12 hours before. No. They're not going to WWE on that sensitive. Insensitive. They wouldn't make a person wait for that long. No. 20 minutes before. 20 minutes. And then they tell me that the flipping network's not launching until further notice.
Again. This time it's indefinite, they say.
Okay. Secondly, Sky TV say they had nothing to do with it.
Lies.
It's definitely a Sky thing. Why else wouldn't they launch the network? And the Sky TV deal doesn't kick in anyway, the new one, until 2015. So what's the problem? I'm going to have to pay $14.99 for a pay-per-view that everyone else is going to get free.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great free show, too.
Of course, exactly. And they're building it. It's such a good show. The main event looks so intriguing, but I had to pay
$14.99. Still,
while everyone else gets it for an undisclosed monthly fee.
It's still better than $54.95.
Well, yes. But considering everyone else in the world has this network now.
That's true. Even Australia has it for us.
So you know what you and your network can do, Des? You can go and reminisce about the good old days all on your own, right?
I just love how they waited.
Air on my backside.
I love how they waited 20 minutes before. For some people, okay, and not granted, not many, but there are some who the WWE Network is such an amazing thing for that they will cancel their plans. Because they want to be home to order the WWE Network.
Yeah.
So there were some people on that Monday night that canceled their plans. They probably canceled the first date.
Probably didn't even go to school if they had school.
Yeah. They probably canceled this first date they had, and they ruined a lifelong relationship because they wanted to order the WWE Network.
You know, they moved their wedding plans forward 24 hours.
They did. Because they wanted to be able to watch the WWE Network on their honeymoon.
Yeah, exactly. They wanted to watch the Hall of Fame ceremony from 2004.
There's nothing like watching Andre the Giant versus Hulk Hogan on your honeymoon.
I know, right? Or Steamboat Savage.
Or Warrior and Papa Shango.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Oh, yeah. That's romantic as shit.
Papa Shango.
Charles.
The voodoo gimmick. Mm.
Yeah.
Or Mean Mark Calloway.
Mean Mark, that's right. those are the wedding festivities you can expect with the WWE Network for only $9.99 a month.
And if you wanted to be romantic about it, you could have watched the Elizabeth Savage wedding.
That's true.
And you know, it's a feel-good moment. The only wrestling wedding in the history of life that's never been interrupted. Until they had the reception when Undertaker and... Yeah, everyone knows that story. They started that awesome feud between Jake and Savage.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Mm.
Well, I do apologize to you for us in your time of need, but... I'm sure.
And you know what irritates me the most?
Yeah.
There was no explanation. None.
Yeah.
There was no statement. Vince put out a statement 2 days later. It didn't tell me a thing.
It's really a bummer because they've done this twice now, and they're a big company. They have publicists.
And to be fair, PR. Right? And people say Canada the second biggest. No, actually, we are. We are the biggest second biggest market for them.
Fact is, Canada doesn't matter.
And I'll say it until they're dead. Nothing has happened. Interesting has happened in Canada since 1997.
Raw truth.
People over there.
So that's something that you're not getting for us. But we are getting the Tokyo Dome show. We are getting Survivor Series. We are getting.
We are getting the final battle probably.
Probably, and we are getting Randy Orton being a badass on Raw.
Which is what he should have been as a babyface the last time.
I can dig that.
I can also dig this.
I've been enjoying Raw tremendously.
Randy Orton, and they are panicking. I don't care what anybody says. They're panicking.
Oh, they are absolutely panicking. They see the network number. Okay, watch Raw and count the number of times that they mention that, A, the WWE Network is free this month, and B, you get Survivor Series.
Look at the stuff they're putting on this month. You got the ECW confidential type thing with Heyman and Styles on Monday.
It's gonna
tonight,
be
even, on Raw.
You've got the Survivor Series, the Best of Survivor Series show, which looks pretty cool.
But when do you think they'll put the Montreal Screwjob match on there?
I don't know. Honestly,
It wasn't that much of a good match, you know?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't even put it on there.
There have been so many other good Survivor Series matches.
Yeah. Hopefully they put the 2002 Chamber on there.
Oh, the Chamber.
Chamber. Not exactly a Survivor Series match, but it was a match on Survivor Series.
It was a wonderful match. It brought old Wispy to tears almost.
Heartbreak Wispy.
Heartbreak Wispy and the man called Dash.
Sorry. Heartbreak Wisp.
Yeah, Heartbreak Wisp.
Oh, man.
I will change my Twitter name to this promptly.
Post haste, sir.
Yes. Yeah, but they are really are panicking. And the one reason alone that you know they're panicking, a certain Vinnie Mac was back on TV.
Oh, yes. Because, yeah, you know, that they won't. And first of all, they put him back on TV, and it's awesome because I love Vince McMahon.
We all love Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon on TV, you might not like what he does backstage, but when he's on TV, he's amazing.
And he was, he wasn't even advertised.
No, it was an out the blue thing.
Yeah, if you want to put Vince on TV, advertise the man. Be like, hey, Vince is going to be here.
And it wasn't, and even the fans were surprised because he didn't get the pop that I thought he would.
Yeah, they're like, oh, cool.
Hang on a second, it's Vinny. It's Vinny Mac.
Yeah, so I was definitely surprised by it.
I'm glad he's back because I do like Vince when he's on TV. He'll at least give you a good promo.
Yes, and they've...
He'd even reference some of his mistakes, bless him.
He's even referenced his amazing feud with God.
He referenced everything. He referenced the fact that he beat the U.S. government.
To which the fans cheered.
Yeah, he cheered. He referenced, he mentioned a feud with Austin, I think, didn't he?
Yes.
He referenced that. And then he mentioned his legendary feud with God.
Which, it's...
Wasn't so legendary.
Yeah.
Which brought about the reformation of DX, which made me happy, but, you know, could have done it a better way.
So... they've hit the panic button and they've added the stipulation to the match where if the authority is beaten, they will no longer be the authority. Which,
but they're going to be the authority anyway because they're the authority backstage as well as on TV.
Right. Now
you told me something off air that the reason that they might be doing this.
Well, the rumor is, and again, I wouldn't give any credence to wrestling rumors. I don't know what's happening, and I don't like to pretend that we're the podcast that you can go to know what's happening.
And to be fair, right, even if it was happening, what Des is about to tell you, they're not going to tell you because the McMahons are notoriously private.
Yeah. So with all that disclaimer out of the way, the rumor is that Stephanie McMahon is pregnant.
With their fourth child, I think.
They would like to take her off television. My view is, and maybe these things are completely unconnected, because again, this is the kind of stip that you would put on a pay-per-view that you're panicking to sell.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, if you're doing the stip because of that, because Steph is pregnant, just take Steph off television. Triple H is awesome by himself.
He's always been awesome. Since when has Triple H needed Stephanie as a crutch?
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people would say since the beginning, but... I'm not one of those people. I think Triple H is great. But, I mean, you know, you don't need Steph. She's very good.
Is she, though?
I don't like Stephanie McMahon at all, but I have to admit that she has been very good in this role.
What, just being annoying?
But you don't need her.
No, and if you want to give Triple H a partner, bring Shawn back, turn him heel.
I just
love that. Have DX run Raw as the authority.
I love that. Like, DX have grizzled and are now just...
They're not going to be entertaining at all, but they will be. The backstage segments in the office will be hilarious. Shawn just sitting there. No, just laying there, just chilling out. He doesn't care. Hello?
Yeah, that'd be that'd be pretty excellent.
Did I lose you for a second there?
No, I'm here. I was, I'm sending a text message.
Ah, you weren't sending a text message to Triple H, were you?
I might have been.
Were you sending him a text message? You're not using his phone to send himself a text message, are you?
One of my favorite things that the authority has done right now is now that they're in a position where they can be disbanded, they're doing such a great job of being the evil villains who have been backed into a corner and now must act.
Indeed. Absolutely. When Triple H does that warlike promo, you know something's going to happen.
I love where everything is right now in terms of Randy Orton, Seth Rollins.
And you know what was so good about this Raw?
Yeah.
You sold a pay-per-view pretty well without your main star there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is what I miss about Survivor Series, is where week to week you learn who's on the teams. They don't just tell you right away.
Yeah.
They let you kind of hang out with your friends and be like, oh, who do you think's going to be on this team? Who do you think's going to be on that team? I think that's one of the elements that's been missing from Survivor Series.
We haven't had a good, like, a main eventing Survivor Series elimination match for about, I want to say, for 10 years almost.
Yeah, 2005 was probably the last one, right? Or 2004, was it?
2005 was the Raw versus SmackDown one, where they basically used it to build the Undertaker-Orton Hell in a Cell match.
Okay. So yeah, 2004 is the one I really enjoyed, where the winner...
Oh, the Evolution versus... if Evolution won, they would run Raw for a week. And if it was... I think it was Shawn Michaels' team, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and they would run Raw.
So it was like Jericho, Michaels... I want to say Benoit.
Yeah, Benoit was on there.
Yeah, him.
He who must not be named.
And I think... Was it Orton might have been one John Cena, but I'm not sure.
I think Orton was on it, too.
Oh, yeah, Orton was a face at that point, of course.
Yes, he had turned.
Yeah, it was Orton. Against Evolution. I don't know if they found a fourth member. I think it was Snitsky or someone stupid.
Yes. I was terrified of the idea of Snitsky running Raw.
Yeah. Triple H, Ric Flair, Batista, and randomly Snitsky.
Yeah.
They couldn't find anyone else. See, and again, you miss those old Survivor Series where every match was basically a Survivor Series match. I like those shows. They were fun.
So they're doing a great job building that up because they have to.
And no choice.
Another panic thing that they've done with the network is they actually had a match that they pushed super hard just for the network right after Raw on Monday, which was Rusev defending or challenging Sheamus for the United States title and then beating him for the title on the network.
It makes sense. Again, that also makes sense.
That makes sense. And
you know,
if you're
I hate you. Me and you are gonna have words.
If you're a non-fan with the network,
you know I'm gonna tell you off about it, don't you?
If you're a fan. And you don't have the network, well, then guess what? You are going to want the network now.
Yep. If they're going to keep doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, me and you want to have words, Jez.
All right. What do you want to have words about?
Because after this, I saw your tweets when this match was going on. You were bigging up one Hulk Hogan.
He was awesome. Tweets. He was great.
He wasn't.
He was angry that Rusev won, and he won. Where's John Cena, brother?
Oh, yeah, because John Cena's really going to go after the U.S. title.
I love Hulk Hogan. He's so in a bubble, and he just... He loves John Cena so much that I think...
Because John Cena is basically the Hulk Hogan of today.
He loves John Cena. Hulk Hogan loves John Cena. And
if you don't believe us, go and watch a Raw from just before Night of Champions.
Oh, my God. My favorite thing
Shawn
ever.
Michaels, Ric Flair, and Hulk Hogan.
And Michaels and Flair, the wrestling experts, pick Lesnar. And Hogan's like, no, brother, I pick John Cena, brother.
They bullied him.
Now, my thing is, if, and this is never going to happen, but in my fantasy, if John Cena ever turns heel, the only way he can do it is if he turns on Hulk Hogan.
Like Shawn Michaels did back in 05?
It's been established how much Hogan loves Cena.
Oh,
he loves
him. Like Michaels did in 05?
Yes. Although I don't think Hogan ever proclaimed his love for Shawn Michaels the way he has for Cena.
Well, no, but that was a great heel turn.
It was pretty great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That's not going to happen, though. They're not going to turn Cena.
That'd be so great. He just picks him up and fucking F. It'd be great.
AA's him.
Yeah.
Now, Hogan is apparently still training for one more match at WrestleMania. I'm like, oh, God.
Nope.
Unless it's with Brock Lesnar for 4 hours, I'm not interested. It's Irish whipping him into the corner.
Yeah.
For the first, half hour. And then he just suplex after suplex. Heyman yelling encouragement.
Exactly.
There's one thing that did annoy you about Raw, though.
What is there now?
Yes.
Remind me the things I'm telling you for us.
The things that... Now, there was a match between one Dolph Ziggler, who, by the way, they tried to plant the seed in his head, the Authority.
Yeah, they did a good job with that, I guess, trying to get, Dolph is... Again, it's another thing. The Authority's panicking. They're the panicking heels, and they're trying to turn people against Cena, which makes sense. Now, they had Dolph versus Seth, and the finish was Randy Orton came out, and he RKO'd Seth. And
again, Randy Orton was wonderful this week.
Yeah, he was awesome. And then there was no finish to the match.
You just RKO'd him and that was it.
Yeah, and then they just went to commercial or whatever they did. First of all, I hate when they do that because have the ref call for disqualification or whatever, but they'd never indicated.
Acknowledged it.
Yeah, so Seth just beat Orton. Orton just got RKO'd Seth and Dolph never got the win, or he never was disqualified, or none of that stuff ever was told. And if you want to, I don't want to say get Dolph over, because a win like that wouldn't necessarily get him over, but it would help tell the story.
Story. And anyway, Rollins was going to get the win back, not against Ziggler, but he was going to get a bigger win anyway at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Because what Triple H did was, you know, he wanted to get Orton back on side, as it were, because Randy Orton's mad.
Yes, he's an upset man. And my last critique of Raw would be the finish. They had a fun match, Seth and Orton.
Yeah, they did. Which I think would be very, it's going to be very good when they actually get it on pay-per-view.
Yes.
Which will probably be TLC by the looks of things.
So, sorry. I'm making WrestleMania plans as we speak.
So, we'll talk about WrestleMania at the end anyway.
So, yeah, they had the match. They had a great brawl. They're just two guys that hate each other. And then afterwards, they had Orton kill everyone.
And then Triple H, bless his heart, he didn't want to do it, did he?
Yeah. To me, that solidifies Randy Orton's face turn, though.
It does, but bless him, Triple H really, really didn't want it.
Sure.
You know, do I have to? Because Steph was kind of pushing it, wasn't she?
To me, that solidifies that Randy Orton turned. And I think you could have saved that for a little bit closer to Survivor Series, where you say, you know, and I guess they still could do something because they're writing him off TV.
No, he's not coming on the European tour.
He's not doing the Euro tour. He's going to go film another shitty movie.
The Condemned 2.
And I guess what you could do is John Cena is going to have one member left to reveal on his team at some point. And
well, okay, so let's. It looks like we've got Cena, Ziggler, Big Show's put himself forward.
That's it so far. So we're going to
get... I was thinking that they might do something with the Usos, but it doesn't look like it now because they're doing stuff with Miz now.
Yeah, they're locked into their own thing. No, you're going to have another person come into Cena's team, and then you're going to get to the point where you have four members on Cena's team, and the question's going to be, well, who's the fifth guy? Who's it going to be? And of course, it's going to be...
Dude, who's it going to be? Like, do you think that they'll put Randy Orton in and he could... will he still be on the authority team with Scoo Cena? Dude, I don't know. It's crazy.
So I think, yes, what they're going to do is they're going to put Orton on the team and everyone's going to go crazy and they're going to be like, buy Survivor Series. Oh, wait, you don't have to because it's free. Please
unless
watch
you're
the
unless you're in the UK.
Yeah, then you have to pay like $14.99.
You know what you can do with your Survivor Series?
What can we do? Can we?
You can shine it up real nice.
No.
And turn that sumbitch on.
Awesome. So yeah, that's Survivor Series. I'm pretty excited about it.
It's actually one of the more exciting Survivor Series for the last few years, isn't it? Because the last couple of years it's been ooh.
Oh, it has.
One that was remotely exciting was the one where The Rock was there with Cena. You know, you had The Rock Cena versus Miz and R-Truth thingy. Just because it was The Rock.
Because the Rock's Twitter followers asked him to do it.
Yeah, exactly. But apart from that, Survivor Series has really been a non-event. Yeah. The last one I really enjoyed was the 2009 one. Just because of one match, really. Cena versus DX for the title.
The title.
Title.
Yes, boy.
Yes, boy, indeed.
Oh, I needed to bring this up to you before I forget. I text now, and whenever I text on the new iOS update, there is a predictive text keyboard that comes up. So it'll like guess what you're trying to type.
Right.
And the other day I caught myself writing yes, and it corrected it to yes, boy.
Really?
Yes, because I use that frequently. It was awesome.
Now, what else were we talking? Yes, we need to discuss WrestleMania and West Coast Wispy.
Yes, well, we've brought it up on Culture My Pop. We'll bring it up here for the wrestling fans. Our goal is to get Faraz here in the Bay Area for WrestleMania weekend. It's going to be one hell of a show. As everybody listening knows, it's going to be quite the happening, to quote the great Gorilla Monsoon.
Quite the happening. People will go bananas.
They will go bananas. There will be a capacity crowd in attendance.
Business will most definitely pick up.
There will be many a slobberknocker on this night.
Indeed.
And people will be beaten like government mules. The point is,
you know what we're getting at.
What we're saying is it's going to be fun.
Vintage things will happen.
Out of nowhere.
So, that is taking off, by the way.
Oh, boy, it is.
Randy Orton and his RKOs out of nowhere.
Yeah. So we want to get Faraz here. We want your help. And again, I know this is...
We know times are hard, man.
We know times are hard, and we know this might sound silly, but this could potentially be something cool. So we're looking at kicking off a GoFundMe account. And with that project, we're going to try and get Faraz out here. Because flying from the UK to the Bay Area is expensive as shit.
Especially considering it might be spring break and Easter time.
Yeah. We can even have an what did they have back then? A WCW spring break?
Yes.
We could have we could have one of those.
A WCW spring break. We'll do a show by sitting outside.
Oh no, it's a spring breakout. There you go.
That's right. We'll do a show like just by sitting outside.
Yeah, we'll just do a show by the pool and it'll be fun. So we have a lot of cool perks that we want to give you. If you listen to the shows, you know what we're about having good times.
We are. So, and many good times will be had.
Many good times will be had by all. So we're going to have more info on hashtag West Coast Wispy, including a link that you can use to support.
Fund said project.
It'll be fun. And hopefully it works. And Fraz, hopefully we can get you out here.
Indeed.
Now then.
Yes.
Let's go home.
With our ball?
Yeah. Let's take it home. Let's CM Punk this thing.
Yes. He's been very quiet. Bless him. No rumors this week.
Thankfully, no.
I know.
All right. Twitter, at Des Delgadillo, at The Wisp, hashtag West Coast Wispy. Subscribe on iTunes, leave a review. Remember to use the Amazon link.
We haven't plugged that this week. Yes, make sure you use it and buy the Macho Man Randy Savage story.
Do it. It is available now.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. You can compare Indeed. Him. You can compare Macho Man Randy Savage to Macho Man Randy Orton.
Indeed, Macho Man Randy. He is so good right now.
He is awesome. I love Randy Orton.
Even his promos are awesome this last few little while.
Don't get me wrong. Like, Randy Orton, never been my favorite guy.
No.
But he has been
in the ring, maybe awesome. He's always been really, very good.
Sure. But I've just never
been
really
very boring out of it.
I never really looked at Randy Orton as like a main eventer that I liked.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has been so great. I love this man right now. So anyway, bye. And do those things. And if you don't, then Faraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.